B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A South Florida man fired a gun at a Miami Beach hotel after police say he became enraged over a mother and son's lack of social distancing.
Get it, boy!
Douglas Marks was arrested. He's being held on $11,000 bond. The incident occurred Monday evening in the lobby of Crystal Beach Suites. Marks noticed a woman, later identified as Veronica Pena, sitting on a couch with her son. He approached the two and told them to leave. He said, y'all aren't social distancing. And then
it's my son.
Ignoring him, Pena and her son didn't move. She then overheard Mark say, let me take care of them. I have two people not following directions. Before he grabbed a black firearm and then started popping off a bunch of shots in the lobby of the hotel. Nobody was injured. Mark's later...
It's okay. I got this, folks.
He later admitted to the shooting, saying that he did so because someone was following him. He also claimed to have asked the hotel desk to call 911 before firing four warning shots.
Listen, I was shooting at them to be safe.
Yes. A Winnipeg woman is healing at home after being left with significant injuries in a rare muskie attack near her Menaki, Ontario.
Now, you and I are familiar with this. This is traditionally a bigger fish.
Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah, I've never heard of an attack from one.
No. Kim Driver says that she was wading about chest deep into waters last Saturday when the unthinkable happened. All of a sudden, she said, I felt something tap my left leg, like brush it. And then the next thing I know, it just took a hold of my right leg. She's an avid fisherman.
Yeah.
And she's been a seasonal camper in that area since 2007. She said, I looked down and I saw the fish's head, which looked like an alligator. And it just grabbed it and it moved me from side to side and then it pulled me under.
Man.
Driver said that she called out and her friends and family came rushing to help her before taking her to the hospital. Driver was left with scrapes on her leg and a severe puncture wound in her calf. I said, I was in total disbelief and the pain was unbelievable. I wouldn't wish that on anybody because I was just in horrible pain.
There'd be no way you would think that you'd have any sort of predatory situation, especially there.
Mm-mm. Driver is now at home waiting for her wounds to heal.
Did they arrest the fish?
Before undergoing plastic surgery. No, she says that it may be some time before she works up the confidence to go back in the water again. Muskies.
I don't think I can go back yet.
Muskies, the largest member of the pike family, are a species of fish that are sought after by many anglers and can grow over 50 inches long. And they are rare to catch and often referred to as the fish of 10,000 casts. People getting bit by muskies is rare. An attack like this is even more rare. Often when people get bit, it's usually if they have a hand in the water or dangling their feet in the water off the dock.
Uh-huh. Mm.
A fox is apparently stealing shoes left outside from people in Berlin, Germany. A local paper there reports a resident realized the fox was snatching shoes after he noticed his running shoes had vanished. Once he shared his discovery on a notice-sharing site, he soon realized he was not the only one affected by the thieving fox.
Where are my shoes?
He later found the fox's massive loot of multicolored footwear, but only found one of his own running shoes. So it had been collecting
them. Shoes.
That's so funny. This is pretty wild. In Iowa, a woman died after being hit by a tractor while she was just sitting near a beach. I guess it's on a lake. An unattended tractor owned by the state of Iowa rolled down a hill toward the Clear Lake State Park beach. It struck and killed this 21-year-old girl, Mercedes Coulthard.
So was it even running or was it...
I don't know from the story. I think it might have just...
rolled down the hill.
Had been in neutral or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Deputies said she died at the scene from her injuries. The incident is under investigation. A fast-moving fire roared through a building at a southern Pennsylvania site, killing about 42,000 chickens causing nearly $2 million in damages.
This is the second time in a year. No, in at least 8 or 9 months. You reported on a story like this a while ago.
Yeah, yeah. No human injuries.
When will the carnage end?
Report in the fire in the Martick Township. I know, Gene.
I'm Gene Sentence. Massive fires kill chickens every year, and yet we do nothing about it.
The building was one of three on the property, which were connected by a breezeway. Authorities say the building's close proximity The heavy flames and lack of nearby water hampered firefighters' efforts to extinguish the blaze.
Please make sure there's enough water and fire extinguishers in your massive chicken coops.
The cause of the fire remains under investigation, though officials told Lancaster Online that it apparently was sparked by an electrical malfunction.
You notice Paul Stanley hasn't said word one about this. Silence is violence.
All right, and then one last story. Domino's New Zealand has backed out of a promotion that offered free pizzas to customers named Karen that aren't Karens. Basically, they were offering free pizza to women named Karen who did not conform to the stereotype of a white woman who acts entitled and insensitive in public. The promotion required customers named Karen to fill out an application, and 100 entries would be selected for free pizza. Domino's New Zealand canceled the promotion after sharp online backlash. They called on the chain to instead offer free pizzas to racial minorities or people who have been economically impaired by COVID-19. In a Facebook post, the brand apologized for the promotion and removed it, though the same promotion remains active in Australia right now.
So they were going for a joke and people kind of wanted to...
Yeah, they took it a little seriously.
Why don't you give those pizzas to people with cancer? Yeah, it doesn't look as good on a brochure.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
A naked man was arrested on Sunday when state police said he fought with security guards at a drive-in theater in Butler County, Pennsylvania.
Oh, no!
Yep. Mm-hmm. Troopers were called to the Starlight Drive-In after Ronald Cito allegedly took off his clothes and became belligerent.
Look at my balls! Look at my balls!
He also accused of punching three people when he was asked to leave.
Any chance he was on some sort of drug?
It didn't say so in the story, but I'm going to guess you got a good shot at that.
Usually the culprit.
When troopers arrived to take Cito into custody, police said he became aggressive and resisted arrest. He was eventually arrested and taken to the hospital. To be checked out, he is facing charges for that. Speaking of facing charges, armed with vaguely worded laws, Egypt's guardians of conservative morals have long focused on belly dancers and pop stars in their efforts to police women's behavior. And now they've hit upon a new target, young women who have become famous on social media platforms like TikTok and Instagram. In the latest episode of a long-running culture war, an Egyptian court on Monday convicted two women, social media stars, on the charges of violating family values. They sentenced them to 2 years in prison.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. The court also found three men guilty on charges of helping post the women's videos, lawyers said.
There are currently 11 people in jail for posting the word, yes.
All right, well, that I can support.
Yeah. And they received the same sentence the guys did because they filmed it. Lawyers have said they received the same sentence. The convictions were the first verdicts from a series of at least 9 arrests since April of young Egyptian women who are prominent on TikTok. A third woman is expected to be sentenced on Wednesday when two more will go on trial on similar charges. Social media is a highly contested and often perilous space in Egypt, where the government exerts tight controls over traditional media like newspapers and television, and has used courts to patrol digital platforms beyond its reach. Numerous Egyptians have been jailed for posts on Twitter and Facebook deemed critical of the government. So they're going to jail. That's crazy.
Man, imagine what kind of time we'd serve for the Daily Rush videos.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. An intoxicated driver was arrested after he crashed his vehicle into a guardrail, then urinated in front of police at a crash scene.
Watch this.
When police arrived, smoke was spewing from the vehicle's front end. The driver told police and paramedics that he was okay. He said he was exiting when another driver cut in front of him.
Oh, okay.
Causing him to lose control and crash his vehicle. The driver smelled like alcohol and his eyes were red and glossy. He had difficulty walking in an ambulance for checkup. And he admitted drinking 2 beers.
Huge beers.
Police asked the driver to perform field sobriety tests. But he said he had to urinate first.
I can't even say field sobriety.
Police told him there was no place to urinate on the freeway and that he would have to hold it in. The driver insisted on urinating, and when police told him that he would be arrested if he did, the driver said, "Are you serious?" And he pulled down his shorts and started peeing. But he did it towards the vehicles. He tried to hide it a little bit.
Maybe he was embarrassed.
Police placed the driver in handcuffs, and as they did, the driver urinated all over himself.
I don't want to see my pee-pee.
Then he tried to break free, but police pulled him toward the ambulance, and the driver fell to the ground, and the driver stopped struggling at that point, so he was arrested. The mysterious low-frequency noise that plagued the city of Windsor, Ontario, for nearly a decade has finally quieted down after a steel factory just outside neighboring Detroit halted its operations indefinitely. Nick, you were talking about sounds carrying earlier this morning. The so-called Windsor hum has been the subject of intense speculation by governments and journalists on both sides of the Canadian-U.S. border since 2011, when an investigation by the Canadian government first documented its existence. It's crazy when they can't figure out where sound... You hear of this every now and then. They can't figure out where these sounds are coming from. Although the origin of the hum was initially up for debate, research in recent years pinpointed the culprit as a U.S. steel facility on Zug Island. Yeah, just across the river
Where's that sound coming from?
From Windsor's West End. The public is speaking out, Steve. Right.
What the f***?
There's
nothing on here. Sound coming from?
At the end of last year, U.S. Steel announced that it would be significantly scaling back operations at its Great Lakes facilities, including...
Where's that sound coming from?
Zug Island. The noise...
It's coming from Zug Island.
The noise has practically vanished since the decision to idle the plant was made. Now, here's the deal. The hum was being generated by the facility's blast furnaces, running at a higher than normal capacity, causing the metallic foundation of the plant to reverberate intensely.
The f*** is that?
Similar phenomena have been documented across the world. In the U.S., there are cases in Taos, New Mexico, and Kokomo, Indiana.
What?
I didn't even know there was a Kokomo, Indiana. Internationally, the next most famous hum was documented in Auckland, New Zealand in 2006. In all instances, the hum has... Here's what's interesting. The hum has been described as more of a feeling than a sound.
Like
a,
Boston.
A general...
more than a feeling.
Yes.
That's right.
But no, it's a general sense of uneasiness and reverberation through one's body.
They have weapons that they use for crowd control.
Yes.
That generate that sort of tone that make people nauseous.
Well, it's like the beginning, the old Steamboat Willie intro from Walt Disney had a certain reverberation to it, and it would make people ill in the audience.
And defecate.
And it does. So anyhow, this is because this hum usually comes in the form of a frequency lower than 30 hertz, which is the bottom end of the human's natural hearing ability. These type of...
It's like a six stick.
They're called infrasounds, are typically quite hard to detect. I want six sticks, man.
Dude, this ended up on HBO, this story. Yeah, that's how mysterious it was.
Okay.
There was a Vice News. They did an entire piece on this Windsor hum.
Sometimes sustained infrasounds like the hum can be observed via the subtle shaking of windows and walls in affected zones, but research usually requires microphones and recording equipment to accurately capture this noise. So they determined it had been coming from Zug Island. And apparently
you don't want to go to Zug Island.
It was this plant that had these blast furnaces that were running above capacity. So interesting. And that's why it ended up in the Bizarre File, folks.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.